What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Thanks, everybody. Welcome back. Of course, this is one of the stars of the life of Chuck, Mark Hamill.
And Corvette Summer.
Mark Hamill. Mark, thanks so much for being here. You know, I have always enjoyed talking to you every time we've had a chance to be together. And I love hearing your stories and knowing more about you. But even the best interview with a guest can't always get to who the essence of that person is. So we here at The Late Show have coming up with something that future historians will call the Colbert Questionnaire. Uh-huh. And the Colbert Questionnaire is 13, 14 questions here that penetrate straight to the soul of someone and reveal them fully to the world and to the audience. Are you prepared? Have you the courage to be known, Mark Hamill?
Am I allowed to lie?
Yes.
Well, then I have complete confidence.
Okay, great.
But I'll try and tell the truth.
Mark Hamill, what is the best sandwich?
Ooh, albacore white tuna on toasted rye.
Oh, nice. Anything else on there?
A little lemon juice and sweet relish, yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Very important.
What was your first concert that you attended?
My first concert I ever attended was the Rolling Stones.
What? Yeah. How old were you?
I was 17.
What is the scariest animal?
Oh, the scariest animal. Hungry dog? No, I think a shark.
Sure. Shark's fine.
Okay, good.
Apples or oranges?
I love them both, but I'm going to go with oranges because you get the fruit and you get a drink. It's juicy and delicious.
There you go. Sure, it's efficient. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, when I was about 9 or 10, my father ran the PX, and he met with Boris Selwyn, who was a jewelry dealer, at the bistro in Los Angeles, and He said to me, you know who's sitting right over there? And I said, who? He goes, that's Groucho Marx. And I looked around and I said, that's not Groucho Marx. I was a huge Groucho fan, but obviously he wasn't wearing this mustache and all that. And he said, no, that is. Boris said, believe me, that is him. Go ask for his autograph. So I it wasn't my idea, but I went over there and I had a bistro matchbook cover. And I said, I almost couldn't talk. I said, Can I have your autograph? Oh, you don't have my autograph? Well, that's one strike against you. What's your name? Oh, no name and no autograph. That's two strikes against you. One more strike and you're out of the ball game. And I managed to get out. Mark Camel. Camel, eh? I don't see a hump. Well, don't worry. You'll have one by the time you're my age. That's true.
That's the greatest Groucho story I've ever heard.
And it's every bit true. My dad said later, when I was walking over his table, Boris lived like down the street from him in Beverly Hills, and he did this towards me, you know, like give him the business. But again, it wasn't my idea. I mean, I love people, but that wouldn't be something that would occur to me.
Do you still have it?
somewhere. I haven't seen it in years, but of course, I have it somewhere.
And then you played the Groucho part in Room Service Broadway. Yeah, I saw that.
Directed by Alan Arkin.
I ushered to be able to see that because I was a college student. I couldn't afford tickets.
You know, I think I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I talk about it to everyone.
Okay.
What do you think happens when we die?
Gee, I'd like to think that we're all floating up in the clouds playing harps, but I'm worried that we're just worm food. I don't know. I mean, that's...
No, I understand.
You gotta believe.
Sure.
But either way, I think we'll work out all right.
It's gonna be fine.
Yes, yes.
It'll be fine for us, or it'll be fine for the worms.
Exactly.
Exactly. Why shouldn't they have a treat?
Yeah.
I'm sure we're delicious.
Yeah, we must be. To worms.
Favorite action movie?
Oh, gosh. I love The Dirty Dozen. I'm showing my age now.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Stalag 17, that wasn't really action. More recently...
whatever you want.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Aliens?
Oh, the second one.
The second one. Well, when I got over the disappointment, because the first one, they were just, you could not stop them. They bled acid. And here, in the second one, you just shoot them. And there were, 50,000 of them. So once I got over the disappointment they didn't maintain the premise, it's a pretty darn good action movie.
Yeah, I hear good things.
All right.
Okay.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have never seen
it. Oh, I won't spoil it.
I'm with you.
Oh, good. You can say the F word?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
You can't actually say it. You can't actually say it. Okay. Window or aisle?
Window.
Okay.
I said window because I like to look outside the window, and I like to get on the plane at the end because if you get on first, everybody walks by you, and you spend the rest of the afternoon writing, "May the voice be with you," on menus.
Favorite smell?
Ooh, coffee. Mm. Popcorn.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Least favorite?
My wife's neck.
Oh, wow. Hey, rub a little popcorn on there.
Yeah.
Exactly, a little butter. All right, least favorite smell?
Oh, gosh, the subway? I don't know.
On a hot summer day, sure.
Yes, exactly.
Earliest memory?
Oh, gosh, earliest memory. I remember seeing a man on the Walt Disney show with white hair and a... suit. It was before kindergarten. I was maybe 3 or 4. And he got up to the microphone, Clarence Nash, and he did the voice of Donald Duck. And it just blew my mind. I mean, I was so young, I thought, I guess, oh, yeah, there must be people who do Daffy and Bugs and all that. But it was an epiphany. And I thought, I want that job.
Well,
I'd do a terrible Donald Duck. But what I'm saying is, clickety-click, I thought, gee, people go to work and they're the voices of cartoons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't make me a very good studier in high school. I mean, I was working on my Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo.
Okay. Hey, Yogi. Okay. Well, I kind of know this one. Cats or dogs?
I love all animals, but... I love dogs the most.
There you go.
Because I'm fascinated by cats, but they just tolerate us.
Yes.
They don't really need
us. They live with us.
Yes.
For us.
Yes, and they allow us to serve them. But again, I love all animals. I love elephants. I follow this account on Blue Sky that's nothing but it's called In Otter News.
It's just otters?
It's just otters. Swimming, eating, basking in the sun. I need cute animal clips in my life to distract myself from reality.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it? Now, this is, it's not constant, but when you go to listen to music, this is the music that you get.
Well, I'm a huge Ray Davies fan.
Oh, wow.
He wrote a song called Waterloo Sunset.
Sure.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I eventually met Ray and his brother Dave, and Ray told me the biggest compliment he ever had was seeing a quote in the newspaper when Paul McCartney said, I should have written that song. I said, no higher praise than
That's pretty great.
But I have to say my second favorite or equal favorite that of Ray's is Celluloid Heroes.
Sure.
And it's about, you know, stars on Hollywood Boulevard, and he singles out all these different, he's so witty, he's so right. There are stars in every city, on every, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, they're written in concrete.
That's nice.
It's a lovely melody and a really clever
Village Green
song.
Preservation Society. Oh,
my
Hard
God.
To beat that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Dave, I think, wrote Strangers.
Yeah, and he's underrated. It must be hard having an overachieving brother.
Yeah.
He wrote Death of a Clown as well.
What number am I thinking of?
9.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Mark Hamill, describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Staying in pajamas all day.
Good plan. Congratulations, Mark. You are known. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.